It's music for moderns. Artistry in rhythm. The theme identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music, which is fresh, vigorous, refreshingly different. This is Stan Kenton Concert Encores, and the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting this concert direct from the Blue Note in the Windy City of Chicago. A concert of compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert appearances and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure that you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas of music in the modern manner. And now, Mr. Kenton, whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Gentlemen, this is the first word to be spoken here in regards to this concert miniature this evening at the Blue Note, the Saturday just before Easter. We hope that you enjoy what is about to take place, as well as we hope that you people in the room will enjoy it because of a particular reason that I explained to you. We want to present something that is considered the more stable part of the book, inasmuch as we have played it for a long time, and it's one of the sheets of music here that we might call one of the Kenton standards at the moment. The overture this evening on Concert Miniature is Love for Sale. Take the beat.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have spoken many times about how proud I am of the musicians here in the orchestra, really, because we have not only the finest musicians, I believe, in the field of jazz, but we have men that are most capable of expressing themselves. I can oftentimes turn a concert over to any one of them and feel assured that everything will be made perfectly clear. I'd like you to meet a fellow. This is possibly one of the first times that we have asked him to say anything on concert miniature, but he's most important to the orchestra. He plays first alto saxophone. He is the fellow that tells the saxophone section about things and, as we say, is the lead man, Vinnie Dean. Vinnie?
Yes?
I told him how you are at expressing yourself, and I just, because this is your first time on concert miniature to say anything, I'd just like to ask you how you feel.
No.
Have you had a happy thing here in the orchestra the past few months that you've been with us?
Yeah.
I hope that you enjoy sitting next to Lee Konitz on one side and Richie Kamuka on the other. Of course, Bill Holman is on one end of the saxophone section, Henry Levy on the other.
Yes.
And, Vinny, I wonder, because there is a problem, there are several feet of wire and so forth between the microphone here and the piano. I'd just appreciate it so much if you would introduce this next number for me.
Yes. This will be Body and Soul.
Thank you. What Benny Dean neglected to tell you is that there was some piano played by the fellow that worries about most of the things in connection with this orchestra. You heard the guitar of Sal Salvador, and the fellow out here showing off with the trombone was Frank Rossellino, not only directing the orchestra with a portion of the instrument, but making sounds here over the microphone. I'd like to set the scene at the moment for a composition called Round Robin. It was a contribution of Shorty Rogers to the book, and somehow it wound up with the responsibilities held by Connie Condoli. Stan Levy, may I suggest a beat, please? I want to be absolutely careful. I'll just suggest it, and then if you'll work it in well, we'll all get there and try to get organized as the count waits for the motivating mood here. Here it is. Round Robin, Connie Condoli.
Gentlemen, my name is Connie Condoli, and I had just finished playing Round Robin. I'd like to tell you about another composition at this moment. It's a thing titled Collaboration, and it features a burly-looking chap named Bob Burgess.
the bass at the moment, Mr. Glenn Roberts, who's playing in the absence of Don Bagley, who's now boasting of a new daughter that's been born in California. A young lady by the name of Tiffany Bagley. The trumpet section is setting the mood for the young lady here that has done so much already in the way of becoming an important part of this orchestra that we're very much afraid that in the next few months it'll be billed Chris Connors accompanied by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Chris, I hope I'm kidding.
This lovely day will into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together.
Evening so far, you heard some elaborate talk by Vinnie Dean, the first alto saxophone player here in the orchestra. You heard the Count blow some trumpet. You heard the Count introduce a number, and you've heard Chris Connors sing. You've heard a little bit of everything here at the moment. We feel fortunate now because we have so many requests for this next number here in the Blue Note that we must... Well, it must be so that you people listening in would like to hear it, too. Stan, it's pretty much your responsibility to start this. Here is Laura.
Thank you.
playing of Laura, it's just about that time. Time we have to say goodnight. You've been listening to Stan Kenton Concert Encores, presenting Stan Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music. The program originated at the Blue Note, in the heart of the Todlin Loop in the windy city of Chicago. Stan Kenton Concert Encores will be heard again soon over most of these same stations. And remember to join us each Tuesday night for the regular concert series heard over many of these same stations. Consult your local newspaper for exact time in your vicinity. And now, this is Bill Grisky speaking and saying good night, everyone. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.